It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
So what happened?
I'm always ready for the weekend.
Oh, me too. What happened to, hold on. Give me the initials.
B.M.
The M?
B. Was named after a famous wrestler. His dad's favorite wrestler.
B.M.?
Oh, Bruno Mars.
It is Bruno Mars.
Bruno Martino.
Yep.
Yeah, what happened to him? I know he was like real bad on drugs, but did he?
Oh, he still got hits.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a hit with a singer named Rosie.
Oh.
Earlier in the year, I think. Yeah. Huh. He's still charting, brother.
Charting.
Producing music.
What y'all finna do? Hello. Hang on.
Damn, phone's going crazy.
Well, good. You know why they are? Because people need advice.
They do.
And a lot of times, I don't know, have you ever had a close friend and you're like, you know what? I don't know. You know the answers.
Sorry, you're on your
own. No.
Can't help you.
But you're like, man, like, they're, you just sometimes want to tell a stranger, in a sense, just to get some kind of, like, you don't want to get that echo chamber where like, oh yeah, you're right. I appreciate
idea.
A person who tells me, no, that's wrong.
You're wrong.
Even somebody
you're
you know
wrong.
Who says they're honest, they're going to be biased still, a little bit.
Yeah, but those people that, you know, they're foreign and they're very rare people where they say, you know what, they'll tell you what they think, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but if it's a woman, she's a bitch. They will say that. She always would just
you
say
know.
What she thought and with nobody's concern. But if a guy does it, it's like, you know what? He might have been a little rough around the edges, but he yeah. always said what he thought.
He's gruff, but if it's her, she's got maybe have too many opinions.
It's like, what you get in your place? Like, what is that about?
Yeah. I mean, if you're not a little bitchy, you're not doing it right.
Well, I like that shirt.
boss bitch.
That's a shirt right there.
Because I'm a bitch.
Would you star in a cartoon called Boss Bitch? It's a continuation of Boss Baby.
It's just a baby.
It's you in cartoon form. Yes, baby, but you're the boss.
Sure.
You're smoking a cigar.
You still got big
golf.
Boobs, though.
No, I don't. I'm just a baby. A
baby with big boobs. No, you got to have the
big
boobs.
Big boob baby boss. Oh, God. Kind of rolls right off the tongue. Oh. Fat Boy, do you have a particular one you'd like to begin with? As you pointed out, maybe it's because we're the, you know, the biggest radio show in the area.
That's, we have the award that's still here, by the way. The was not taken.
You know, I was wondering.
Do you want to...
You're wondering?
Let's talk to Barry because he's got a work issue that might play out here today, this morning.
Barry. Hey, Barry. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. So, Fat Boy says you're in a tough spot at work. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm hoping that y'all can help my mornings go by fast today. You know, I'm at work right now.
Yeah.
Got one in the air. And spreadsheets in the other hand, multitasking like a champ.
Do it. I have a Red Bull in one hand and myself in another one.
Ooh.
My hand is cold.
Red Bull smaller, though.
Well, yeah. Thank you. So, you're working while you're listening right now.
Yes,
okay,
actually.
Okay, very good. So I like to hear that. So let's get into it. What's going on with your work?
All right, so I'm not in accounting or anything, but I'm like a senior team lead.
Yeah.
You know, one of my responsibilities is turning in all of the timesheets for my crew. But I started noticing there's one guy on my team who I actually get along with has been claiming overtime that I know for a fact he didn't work.
Well, how do you know? Were you there too, or you just?
Exactly. You know, I was there those nights. I stayed just as late or later, and this dude was already gone. But somehow he's logging an extra hour or two here and there. Yeah. And is that enough?
So you said you were like the lead. So have you already told somebody? Like, what's your move in this situation?
See. That's why I'm stuck. I haven't told anyone, you know. Honestly, I cannot stand my boss. It's more than just don't like him.
Yeah.
He's one of those, like, clipboard tyrants who walks around, you know, acting like he invented hard work, constantly micromanaging.
Yeah, CCB.
Always looking for somebody to blame when things go wrong, you know.
Our boss looks for more, like, If there's a conversation, and I'm kind of like making fun of the boss now, just in a fun, playful way, but if you're having a conversation with like somebody downstairs or whatever, he'll say CC me on it. I want to stay in the loop, and I'm like, that's the last thing I would be saying to people. Don't clog up my email box.
I'll BBC you on it.
Right. You know. Oh Lord.
I'm not gonna CC anything.
So
yeah.
So
I mean
that you're worried. You're like, on one hand, this is my coworker and my friend, I suppose I like him, but it's also ripping off the company of the boss that I don't like.
Yeah, because you know, he gives off the vibe where like if I bring something up to him, he's either going to brush it off or like I'm trying to, you know, suck him up for a raise or something. Whoa. You know, something crazy. Oh. And I don't want to jam up a guy I'm actually cool with. We vent about work. We make fun of our boss together. You know, like we got a good rhythm.
You know what, though? But
that's great.
The paper trail comes back to you. Like, you're signing off on these timesheets, right?
Oh.
So, you're in the middle.
Right. You're right. And if this ever comes out and someone realizes I was the one turning those in, yeah. I'm the one who's going to look bad. Like, I ignored it or didn't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Wow.
I'm hoping to move up and get a raise soon. So, you know, I don't want something like this to screw that up. But if I go around my boss and I report it higher, you know, then I'm probably going to catch heat from him for the rest of the year.
So, literally, like, you're stuck between looking out for your coworker and not wanting to deal with your let's call him a dickhead of a boss. But you're also trying to protect your own future. Because that's the thing. Like, when they're robbing from the company, like, I mean, it's, you don't own the company, you work there, but like them remaining profitable and doing well, it only benefits you in the end.
Yeah.
You got to protect your own future.
Yeah. I mean, what comes around goes around, right?
Oh, basically. Talking about COVID again.
No, not that. But I mean, you gotta share the love and the passion.
Yes.
If you want to be there, hopefully everybody else does.
So you don't want to be boy, that's why I would never want to be in any kind of management role.
Exactly. Like, I'm not trying to be that guy, right. You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be a rat. You know, that's like a terrible thing to be. But I also don't want to go down with the ship later on if something comes back to me, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like unsure. Like, what should I do?
Man, this is the only thing I can think of for now, and this is going to be extra work, is maybe you correct the guy's timesheets and tell him, say, look, your check's going to be light because, you know, I've been fixing your timesheets because I know what's going on. And then see if he stops it from there. Like, I don't know. Besides calling him out to the boss, I don't know.
Yeah.
What else you can do?
I would give him the opportunity first. Say, look, no offense. This gonna come back on me, and I have to protect my side of this. So I'm gonna say I corrected it, and I wouldn't recommend you do it anymore. Otherwise, I will have to go to Dickhead Boss.
Yep.
And say something. I really would, because. I mean,
unless he wants to bust out the knee pads, you can work something out.
Gross. Oh, man. Yes. Always talking about laying carpet.
Like, you don't want to put the guy up in front of the boss and show him up, but you might have to. You know, he'll force your hand.
Yeah, because ultimately, like, it's about you. You got a wife and kids or anything? Like, it's, you want to go down with, I should say that.
Yeah, you got to be equal.
I got to be equal.
Yeah.
But it's one of those situations where you don't want to go down with the, I can't tell you how many times people in this business alone that we work in think that, you know, well, I don't work there anymore, and you guys shouldn't either. It's like, yeah, but what? You're nuts. Whatever.
Yeah.
Bull crap. Tell that to my grandkids and my daughter.
Like, I'm not dying on your hill.
No. No.
No, sir.
Well, what we will do. You still there, Barry?
Yeah, are you? Oh, he's at work.
Yeah, I'm still
now.
I'm
oh,
listening.
He's at work. Oh, yeah. I would keep listening because I know we have a bunch of managerial types that could call in and maybe give you some advice on that. I personally, though, like, that's what I would do. I'd just say to your dude, say, look, this is, I'm correcting it. I've picked up on this. I know how we feel about this so and so, but cut it out. Can't do it.
Yeah.
That's the best thing.
Because it could get you involved in the scheme, too. I mean, you could pull it off, technically, but.
Yeah. And then if
Yeah, because I'm the one signing off, you know. And
exactly.
Just,
depends on how honest you are.
And
you know, I'm just stuck in a hard place right now. It's like, shoot, which one do you do? You know, you're going to look a certain way either way, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Hang on for me. We'll be here all morning talking to you.
Right now.
Can't do it.
Boy, several people are already texting on this right now. He's already guilty if he's already realized that he's doing it. Yeah, but,
I mean, it's not like he caught it. Maybe he just now caught it. He didn't realize it the entire time.
That's true.
I think if he's friends with the other person, he needs to sit him down and be honest with them. Other than that, if there's like a conflict of interest because he's friends with them, he should escalate it and have someone take care of him and tell him that. Like a higher up.
If I was in management, I would be so paranoid. I wouldn't trust anybody.
Right.
Because I would think everybody's there just to kiss my ass.
Well, especially when it comes to these like expense accounts and like travel expenses. Yeah. Oh, that's the biggest way people get ripped off.
Honesty is hard to find.
I know. I used to do it to some companies growing up.
What, take advantage of them?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Travel expenses. Like, stay at a hotel where you can go back and doctor the credit card records afterwards and say, you know, well, this Hyatt only costs $100 when you spend it $250 a night, you know. They'll realize it later, but, you know, in the initial, they don't see.
Right.
Just all kind of tips and tricks, you know.
Wow. So you stop that, though, when you come working here?
I mean, where am I going to go from here?
Well, that's true.
No per diem.
So we don't have expense here. Hey, guys, we got Uber accounts, but not for jocks. Everybody else can have them, though.
The group that are known for having the most DUIs, and we don't have Uber accounts. That's the damnest thing, is it not? Unbelievable. All right. So, person from 704 area code, please call. That's a great point right there. I'm assuming it's a woman. She's like, I actually got one of my best friends a job, and it actually ruined our close friendship because I am her boss, and I had to talk to her like I was her boss, and it ruined our friendship.
The kid told you not to do that.
Yep. Nope.
No friends, no family.
Can't no, especially the family part. No. I mean, nope. At least not in your division. You make them work in shipping and receiving or something. It's got to be OSHA approved. All right. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. You don't want to be a rat, but you don't want to be that guy either.
He's got a fixable issue. Yeah. Like a good fixable problem. They don't always have, you know, fixes.
No. No. I mean, it's – but how long has he been doing it, you know? And he's just now caught it.
Yeah, what if it's been going on? Oh, yeah. It looks worse on him.
He can always send that into HR and just say, this needs to be addressed by someone who – handles that.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, yeah. I've worked at a bunch of places, and this is the only place I've ever worked at that had a HR department. Like, not all businesses have HR departments.
No, they really should.
It's just the boss. That's it.
It's not fair to him to have to decide, you know, employee differences or squabbles or whatever. Squabble.
You know, I think it's the best way to feel best about this is just to add a couple hours to his own.
They're going to run out of hours. They look at the budget like, hey, now, come on. The work ain't matching what y'all be claiming.
All right, 1-800-774-0093. The All Advice Show continues.
This is the Rise Guys, Matt Mann, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know, just like everything, there's going to be either or. It used to be an A or B. This or that. And then people said, well, what about the other? This, that, or the other. And then they introduced this C word to, you know, A, B, or C.
Oh.
You know, George Strait said check yes or no. There was no maybe on that damn paper.
There was two answers.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you remember what she checked?
Yes or no?
I don't remember, actually. Was that addressed in the song?
I'm singing it in my head as I ascent.
They met in Marina Del Rey. All this was connected. He left Amarillo in the morning to go to Marina Del Rey to ask her to check yes or no.
I don't think he ever said if she did. As quick as I said that.
She didn't. She really didn't.
But you know what? He left the option. Now, it's good.
And damn you, George.
I want to come up with a new podcast where I dissect country songs. Like, it started with Wait in the Truck, but, like, literally go to this one, too, because, like, do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? I mean,
that makes sense.
What do you think she's going to pick?
Or am I a lover?
She's not going to immediately jump in the deep end. She's going to be your friend.
Well, yeah, but you, like,
simp.
You can't, like, you love me already.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to wait like a couple years before you start saying that.
Okay. We'll save that for tomorrow's show.
You know, this. I was thinking about this during the break. This guy probably could have had a scam going for a long time. They're talking about turning in timesheets by hand.
Right.
They don't do anything about computer where this guy works?
No kind of little fob or some kind of retina scan?
So it makes you think.
Retina?
It makes you think it's like an old school small company.
Yeah.
Or at least management wise, it just, you know, hand counts everything.
Well, there's like, you know, we won't go into great details, but there's something that we do here that's still kind of archaic in a sense that, you know, should just be like, oh, boop, 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 you know.
Yeah. Kind of silly.
Oh, you talk about the calculations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other people should be doing that, to be honest.
I mean, not in a I'm too good to, but it's like, that's kind of like Duke Power driving the bill over to my house.
Exactly. It's like another department. You know, it's kind of, you know, like this is a dangerous path this dude's going down too. Because, I mean, I kind of did the same thing years and years ago. I was on a job. I found a way to undercut the company and make money, repurposing old parts. And it was, God, man, when you do it, it gets real addictive. Because
that's stealing, basically.
What do you mean? So let me ask you this.
I don't know
Let's
if it
say
was.
You. This is when you work for the spa company. Okay, so your company would send you out to work on people's spas.
Yep.
Which is how people from California say spaz. You ever notice that?
Spaz.
You're in like such spas.
You working on the spaz, bro?
So
we came over to the spaz.
You go there, and let's say the service fee would have been $300, and you're like, look, I got some refurbished parts. I can fix it for $50.
It was something similar. Like, say I take out a pump.
God.
Say the pump is bad. Okay.
I've never known you for a bad pump, Fat Boy.
I'm supposed to send that pump back. Well, when you send the pump back, they scrap it for, I guess, whatever kind of insurance money or whatever they can recoup.
Yeah.
I forget what, or sell it for metal. I could fix them, usually. And then I would tell the guy, I got a brand new pump. You know, it's a light refurb, but, you know, it works great. You know, $200 cash right now.
Yeah, whoa. 2 weeks later it breaks, and he loves you for that.
I would still charge him for the service call, so the company's getting that money for the van roll.
They would just think he didn't take the part.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know, or I'd say, you know, it was something else that ended up not working.
Is that company still in business you worked for? The only reason I ask is because you would go from South Carolina to as far as like Connecticut to work on people's hot tubs.
They are under a different name. Like, they got absorbed because they had some bankruptcy issues.
Oh, well, thanks to you.
Kept stealing all their parts.
The owner didn't know what he was doing after about 25 years. Oh. But, like, you would, you know, like you can make, I can make $700-$800 a week doing that stuff.
Damn.
On top of what they were paying me anyway.
You ever thought about going back to do it?
No, the travel sucked. I'm just figuring out a way to do it here, you know? How can I pull a scheme where I'm at now? You got any ideas?
There's equipment in one room. Boy, go at it.
That's oh, yeah, true. I'm going to walk out with a big board.
Like, that room over there right now looks like...
It's horrible.
An old Radio Shack.
It really is. Old hard drives in there.
Let me read you a couple of these texts people sent in. If Barry doesn't... I'm going to read it as it is. If Barry don't report it, he's just as guilty. That's called accessory to time theft, playa.
It is an accessory.
Tell Barry to wait till he's promoted, then drop the hammer. Petty revenge always hits sweeter with a raise. That ain't being a rat. That's being responsible. If Barry wants to be a leader, he's got to act like one, even when it sucks. That's from Debbie in Waynesville.
You know what? Now that I think about it, he should not say anything and let the guy get caught. Because if the boss comes to him, he's like, well, you turn in the timesheets. He's like, well, look, I can't check everybody's timesheet. This guy should be honest.
That's why he should just say, I'm going to schedule, because of something that I've seen, I'm going to schedule an appointment with someone else because it's not my place.
Mo from Malden says, this is exactly how a Netflix series starts. Barry's in the middle of episode 2 and doesn't even know it yet.
Oh, it's like a Black Mirror type thing going on?
Yeah.
That's awful text. But maybe he should keep to himself.
That's an awful text. Time theft is theft, period. Barry's buddy ain't a friend if he's putting Barry's job at risk.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it starts there. Then he's, you know, gets into materials. I imagine that's what kind of job he's in. Maybe he constructs things for a living.
There's been times that we could have, like, literally, like, walked away with stuff. And we didn't because, I mean, we're honest people.
Well, copy paper
don't
count.
When they painted here, they took everything off the walls, and like all these autograph lithographs and things were just laying everywhere with no kind of accountability of inventory. And I was like, my God,
you know what
I want that DJ Khaled plaque so
yeah,
bad.
You know what made me more nervous? There was a hole in the wall that one of those pictures was covering up. We kind of horseplayed too much in the hall one day. Knocked a hole in one of the walls, and I'm like, let me slide this frame over a little bit to cover it up.
Was it where the Bob Seger thing was?
Way down there, yes. Yeah, so when they talked about repainting, I'm like, oh, no, they're going to find it.
Yeah.
Busted.
Yeah. Well, we'd already had a backstory. We were going to say it was you.
Yeah,
you
or
broke
Stone
a
Man.
Heel and fell into it.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Well, you're a woman. They wouldn't say anything about you breaking a heel.
Sure, they
you could threaten them with harassment.
They would give me a bill for the wall and make me hire someone to do it.
We didn't get billed for the hole we put in the wall.
Not true.
And that hole was there for years.
Yeah, you just got to make a bid out of it. Remember we made a game out of it? What's in Fat Boy's Hole?
Yeah, all remember that. Stuff.
You remember the contractor who did not want to fix it? And then when he said, is there a list of anything else you want me to address?
Kind of a...
Like, yeah, you don't want to take that list either.
Kind of a smart butt. Well, it involved things at our home. He said it was only for work. All right. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we're going to talk about your sleeping habits. Because a lot of us are not getting enough sleep in America. I'm going to tell you exactly when you need to do that so you can feel better every single day of your life.
See, that's where we will agree to disagree because it's not across the board you can say that. It's like with diet. You can't say, oh, I do this, you do that. Nope.
Yeah, I want to say something about it, but I don't want to come off as an a-hole.
Well, generally speaking, you do, so why break form?
I understand how they're funny, the crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free. At DirtyLabs.com.
Rise, guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Brian.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, did you know the average American falls asleep at one particular time, and it's kind of random? What time do you usually go to bed every night?
Depends.
Yeah. 11 o'clock, you know, I sleep during the day for like an hour, which is perfect.
Really? Just 1 hour is enough for you?
Yeah, because you don't wake up too groggy. But if I wake up with a headache, I know I didn't sleep good. Like I stopped breathing.
I love how you pointed to your head as when you said headache.
Well, I did both.
You're good at that.
You just couldn't see the other hand.
Oh.
No, I was Bird and Page with the other.
Hmm.
Like, that's how you, like, I don't know.
It's your achy, breaky part.
This is where I didn't want to be a dick, but I got to.
Hmm. Oh, we were talking about it. Go ahead.
Like, I want you two to sleep well, but, like, how do you know if you sleep good? I only know because I'm constantly reminded.
I know. I don't.
Like, do you wake up with a headache?
I just wake up going, I feel bad. I look
bad. Fat boy, I think yours is that loss of oxygen you're having.
Oh, it is, but there's a condition for it I saw on TV. It's not apnea. It's something else. Because I had a bunch of fat guys on the TV talking about it.
Do you gasp for breath?
I've been told.
Yeah, that's rough. It's a rough night to sleep with you. I might banish you to the basement.
10 or 11 seconds, you know, at a clip, I'll stop breathing.
Oh, my
God. Even if you lose weight, I don't know if that will ever go away.
I don't think that has... Does it have something to do with your weight, or is it just...
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Do you notice the difference? Like, did you sleep bad when you were fat?
Yes. I had to sleep a certain way. Now, I can fall asleep in any position. Doggy style. No, nice. Generally speaking, though, like on my side, on my back, on my tongue, either way. Plus, I got a Craftmatic adjustable, and
that's God.
I put it on Sub-Zero where it, like, it's like almost like a, what is a chaise lounge kind of?
Yeah, chaise.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember when you got one and the guy got mad calling us up because he didn't get approved.
Well, it's his fault.
At least he should strive to, you know,
have better credit.
At least I got to sleep on my stomach. I can't do it anywhere else.
Yeah.
Side, I can't sleep on the side.
Do you use a body pillow?
No.
What about a body pillow?
No, you know, I've heard of the first one, but not the second one.
Oh, yeah. The long one that you wrap your legs around?
See, you know, like, you put some thought into grinding on this sucker. And I've seen videos where women, you know, love those body pillows.
So you have one, right, Paige? Body pillow?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you don't?
Okay. No, I've slept with one before, but I don't. No.
Not in a relationship?
Not with a pillow.
I'm like Diddy. I got to hang a leg off the bed.
I have, like, every kind of pillow you can think of. I have European pillows. I have, like, all the layers of pillows.
What does a European pillow mean?
They're the big square ones.
Analog America.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Behind your pillows, what?
Yeah, they have, like, tassels on them, like, on the corners?
Or... No. I used to have, you know, now this is just a simple pattern.
Do you have a pillow with a butt plug on it?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. You're talking to her.
So you don't have every type of pillow, do you?
Well, no, not. I was just over-exaggerating. But I do have a lot of pillows.
Do you have one just to smother criminals if they are to come in your home?
Yes.
I have a smothering pillow.
I have a...
For assailants and stuff that come into the house?
But I was married to a man who used to like foam pillows, and I prefer down pillows. So we had to have our separate pillows in the bed.
Do you have a pillow with teeth marks on it?
I'm sure I do.
Mysterious stains?
Oh, yes, I do, because I have... Well, no, if it's stained, I'll throw it away, but...
Gotta have us eating lemon meringue pie in the bed last night.
No, I don't eat in the bed.
Well, you're not going to have a good relationship.
No, I'm not, because I have pets. If I bring it to bed, so are my dog. I mean, we'd all be sitting...
Wait, when you all go to the mountains for your Camp Cougar,
yeah.
Are you sleeping together?
Me and the dogs, yes.
Oh, you and the women.
We have our designated favorite bedrooms that we use, and I sometimes sleep at the other house and put them up at that house.
Wait a minute. You got two lake houses?
Yes.
What? I just swear to God.
I did not know that.
No.
Yes, there's two houses at that lake.
I can't tell if you're a liar or if you just don't drop, like, you don't flex at all. But when you do, it's like... God, I believe she's getting her phone. I believe you.
Yeah.
As you Google lake house.
I actually believe it now when she's talking about what she's got to pay on these things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have multiple cars and houses. I get it now.
Yes.
That's why you work 80 hours a day.
Yeah.
80 hours a day.
Because you don't get to leave here till late.
But, you know, there's two in both houses. There's two bedrooms that have king-size beds. And I usually give that to my married friends because they're, you know... And I'll sleep in a smaller bed.
Are you just like hosting gatherings for
like whenever? You letting couples come up here?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Like, you think it's all girls? No husbands are allowed.
Why?
Should rent that sucker out.
Yeah.
Especially if people like to hunt. I would be renting it out for sure.
You ever thought about leasing out your land for hunting?
No. We did that once, and it was a nightmare. We had people come up, and... It was very creepy because these guys are walking into our property and I had my niece and her friends and they were young teenage girls in bathing suits.
Well, let me get the music.
And I said, you need to go because...
Who lives in a pineapple under a sea? They were 12 years old.
You need to go, boys, because you're not invited here and they don't want you here.
You can't double book them. I feel like you're missing out on some major money because, you know... People pay a lot of money to hunt.
But here's the thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the insurance on that stuff. Like, yes, we were going to stable horses and stuff for people, and that was, like, a lot of money you could make with that. But the insurance on it is nuts.
Yeah, somebody gets hurt, they can see you. And that's not it.
Insurance is bullcrap all around.
It really is.
Life insurance, health insurance, all bullcrap.
I know why people sell it, because they can make a, you know, bank doing it.
Yeah.
In my situation, there's the elements of people are, you know, that they're out in the woods. And you're liable for that because you have not only creatures that could get you, there's bears and snakes and everything else, and people aren't...
It's the creature preacher, Mountain Pages Woods right now.
I mean, my grandmother got bit by a rattlesnake there, and she was sick for a very long time. So you have to be careful where you're walking at night. You have to know what you're doing.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Explain this to me about the insurance. I hear about people talking about cashing in their life insurance. Where are those policies at? Is that not a thing anymore?
What do you mean?
Now, that was a big thing back in, like, the 80s and the 90s. People would cash out their life insurance policies.
What happens to the policy itself?
Well, like, how is that even a policy now that, you know, they would...
the companies would agree to even sell.
So you don't leave anything for your families? Or you can have a reverse mortgage and you don't have a house anymore?
That's another scam.
Another ripoff.
But selling your life insurance just basically means like you're getting paid out for it now, and then the company or the dickhead individual that buys it, because they're literally taking advantage of people who are on their deathbeds usually.
Yeah. But it's not a thing anymore. Like it was a thing.
It was a thing big time. After 08, 09 especially, it really caught on because people are like, what else do we have for collateral? Well, we got our life insurance. Well, now we'll pay bills now, but when I'm gone, you're not going to have anything.
The reverse mortgage.
Daddy Warbucks is going to get paid out when you die.
I'm very sorry if you got one right now, because this, you might get half the value of what your house is really worth.
If you have a recession, you're to the wolves. I mean, you're screwed.
God, how is that legal to prey on people like
look
that?
Look at the way they still do balloon terrible payments. You get people used to paying six months
mortgage,
$700 or $800, and then the seventh month it goes to $1,200 to $1,500,
and you can't afford it
for first time buyers. And they know first time buyers don't know what the hell they're doing, and they still do that. So they're gonna come be at that house back in six or 9 months, and they're gonna lose their $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 down payment.
So that's what's happening in California right now. They said they could defer mortgage payments without a balloon payment on the end because of natural disasters or whatever, and now they're coming after them.
And they need like somebody to go into the mortgage with you. Like, I don't forgot the term.
For a cosigner?
Well, no, it's more than, it's like an investor that will help you get a house, and that's kind of shady.
Yeah, screw that. Yeah, that's some Klaus Schwab bull crap.
Anyways, so this study found that the average American begins their nighttime routine at 10:15 and falls asleep at 11:18. No. I think you need to go to bed early.
I pop my Ambien at 8:30, between 8:30 and 9, and then it takes anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours to
put
my it still works.
Privates in the earth, as they say.
Well, I mean,
it does still work. People ask me that. I don't take it on the weekend, so I suppose that's the only ebb and flow to it. I don't take it on the weekends.
Do you feel like if you don't take it, your circadian rhythms are off? If you, where you can automatically.
I'm white.
Okay, never mind. I'm hasty.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.